Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to take oath as Prime Minister for a third consecutive term this evening. New Council of Ministers also to be sworn in. SKM leader Prem Singh Tamang to take over as Chief Minister of Sikkim tomorrow. Swearing in of Odisha Chief Minister to take place on Wednesday. Uttar Pradesh government to bring new law to deal with cases of paper leak in exams. India to take on Pakistan in T20 World Cup cricket in New York this evening. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain to clash with Germany's Alexander Zverev in men's singles final of French Open today. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will take oath as Prime Minister today for the third consecutive term. The new Union Council of Ministers will also be administered the oath of office in secrecy by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The President had invited Mr. Modi to form the new government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at 7:15 p.m. Several leaders from neighbouring countries and Indian Ocean region have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony. President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe, President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Moiso, Vice President of Seychelles Ahmed Afif, Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina, Prime Minister of Mauritius Pravind Kumar Jagannath, Prime Minister of Nepal Pushp Kamal Dahal Prachand and Prime Minister of Bhutan Shering Tobgay will attend the ceremony. Here is more from our correspondent.
The visit of the leaders to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his third consecutive term is in keeping with the highest priority accorded by India to its neighbourhood first policy and security and growth for all in the region Sagar vision. In addition to participating in the swearing-in ceremony, the leaders will also attend a banquet hosted by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Delhi Police has taken stringent measures to ensure security during the event. Delhi Police has prohibited flying of sub-conventional aerial platforms, including paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles and hot air balloons over Delhi during the swearing-in ceremony. The ban will remain in place on the 9th and 10th of this month. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Mr. Modi paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi also laid a wreath at the National War Memorial. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast a running commentary of the swearing-in ceremony from Rashtrapati Bhavan from 6:45 p.m. onwards on its FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. This broadcast will also be live-streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. Capital Akashvani stations in Ahmedabad, Bengaluru, Chennai, Cuttack, Guwahati, Hyderabad, Imphal, Kolkata, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram will broadcast the commentary in their regional languages on their state networks, which will be relayed by all primary channels and local radio stations in these states. Delhi Traffic Police have made special traffic arrangements in the national capital today. Several roads, including Sansad Marg between Transport Bhavan and T-Point Rafi Ahmed Kidwai Marg, North Avenue Road, South Avenue Road, Kushak Road, Rajaji Marg, Krishna Menon Marg, Talkatora Road and Pandit Panth Marg will remain closed from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Delhi Traffic Police said that no vehicles will be allowed to halt and park anywhere near Imtiaz Khan Marg, Rakab Ganj Road, Rafi Ahmed Kidwai Marg, Pandit Panth Marg and Tal Katora Road, while all DTC buses will not be allowed to ply on the surrounding roads of the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Vehicles found parked on the restricted roads shall be towed away and prosecuted for improper parking and disobedience of lawful instructions. The towed vehicles would be parked in the traffic pit at Pandit Panth Marg towards Gol Dakhana. The general entry of public is also not allowed on these roads. Delhi Traffic Police has also advised commuters to avoid routes of Sansad Marg, Imtiaz Khan Marg, Rafi Ahmed Kidwai Marg, Pandit Pant Marg, Rajaji Marg, Tyagraj Marg and Akbar Road. It has advised the people who are going towards ISBT bus stand, railway stations and airports to plan their travel carefully with sufficient time at hand. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Sikkim, the swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tamang as Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers will be held at 4 p.m. tomorrow at Pal Jor Stadium in Gangtok. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya will administer the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Tamang and his Council of Ministers. More from our correspondent.
Prem Singh Tamang will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Sikkim along with his Council of Ministers at 4 p.m. on Monday at Pal Jor Stadium of State Capital Gangtok. State Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya will administer oath of office and secrecy to the new Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers. Mr. Tamang led Sikkim Krantikari Morcha retained power for his second term with a thumping majority, winning 31 seats out of 32 in the Sikkim Legislative Assembly elections 2024. Ibumsa Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
In Odisha, the swearing-in ceremony of the new Chief Minister of the BJP government will be held on Wednesday. Earlier, it was decided to hold it on Monday. Amid the suspense over the name of the next Chief Minister, all preparations are on for the swearing-in ceremony at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. The swearing-in ceremony will be held after the meeting of the 78-member BJP Legislature Party in presence of central observers. Actions have shifted to Delhi, where the party's parliamentary board is likely to take a final call on it. Several names, including senior BJP MLA Suresh Pujari, Mohan Charan Majhi and K.V. Singh Dev, are doing the rounds as the chief minister probables. The BJP may also come up with a surprise name for the chief minister's post. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New York mein Nassau County International Cricket Stadium par ek romanchak muqabla.
Jab hongi Bharat aur Pakistan ki teamein aamne saamne.
ICC T20 Men's Cricket World Cup mein 9 June ko. भारत पाकिस्तान मैच का आंखों देखा हाल
सुनिए सिर्फ आकाशवाणी नेटवर्क पर.
The Uttar Pradesh government will bring a new law to deal with the cases of paper leak. Addressing a high-level meeting with the heads of the recruitment commissions of the state in Lucknow, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath emphasized that anarchic activities like paper leaks or solver gangs are unacceptable and stringent action must be taken in such crimes, setting a precedent. He said that it is imperative to enact strict laws to address such criminal activities promptly. In a slew of measures to improve the conduct of recruitment exams, CM Yogi announced that only government or funded educational institutions will serve as examination centers, which will now have CCTV cameras in every room. The examination centers will be in urban areas only. He asked the commissions to be in touch with the highest officers of the state as well as the special task force during each stage of recruitment process. Emphasizing the need for elaborate change in the whole process, Yogi Adityanath asked them to use different agencies for paper setting and other stages of the recruitment process. The Union Education Ministry has constituted a four-member panel to review the grace marks awarded to more than 1,500 candidates in National Eligibility Entrance Test undergraduate NEET UG. Addressing a press conference, National Testing Agency NTA Director General Subodh Kumar Singh said that the panel will be headed by a former UPSC chairperson. The NTA DG said the committee will submit its recommendations within a week and the results of these candidates might be revised.
पूरा एक कमेटी बना के एक्सपर्ट का एनालाइज किया और उनके ग्रीवांसेस एड्रेस किए कि जिससे जो 23 लाख कैंडिडेट्स हैं उनका भी इशू ना हो और जो सिक्स जो इतने कैंडिडेट्स हैं उनके भी इशू ना हो. हमने ग्रीवांस एड्रेसल कमेटी बनाई थी, उसने जो रिकमेंडेशंस दी थी उनको जो है एक हाई पावर्ड कमेटी एनालाइज कर ले. तो एक हमने कमेटी बनाई है, वो कमेटी इनको एक बार फिर से देख लेगी कि जो इनके ग्रीवांसेस थे 1600 कैंडिडेट्स के उनके भी ग्रीवांसेस ना रहें और जो 23 लाख लोगों के मन में हैं कि काफी सारे टॉपर्स आ गए ये आ गए तो इनके भी इश्यूज वो ना हों।
In Kerala, trawling operations by mechanized boats along the state's coast will come to a standstill from midnight tonight with the enforcement of the 52-day ban on fishing activities. It will remain in force till the 31st of next month. Traditional inboard fishing vessels have been exempted from the purview of the ban. Diesel bunkers at harbors and fish landing centers will remain closed for the entire ban period. The state government has instructed fishing vessels from other states to leave the Kerala coast before midnight. Round-the-clock fisheries control rooms have started working in coastal districts since the 15th of last month. Fishers will be provided free rations during the ban period. The Kerala government has been enforcing the annual ban since 1988, aimed at lessening the impact of fishing activities on marine ecology. It coincides with the fish breeding season, thus contributing to the replenishment of marine fisheries resources. Israel has announced the successful recovery of 4 hostages from Hamas captivity in Gaza during an operation in Nuseirat. All 4 of them were taken hostage by the Hamas terrorist organization at the Nova Music Festival on 7th October last year. Authorities said that the 4 were recovered in a complex special operation in the central Gaza Strip. The hostages were in good medical condition and have been transferred to the hospital for further medical examinations. In sports news, India and Pakistan are set for a high-stakes clash in the T20 World Cup today. Team India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in their second Group A match at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. The match is scheduled to start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time, with live streaming and telecast available in India. More from our correspondent.
India, led by Rohit Sharma, began their campaign with an emphatic 8-wicket win over Ireland. In contrast, Babar Azam's Pakistan suffered a surprising super-over defeat to the USA in Dallas. Meanwhile, West Indies routed Uganda by a huge margin of 134 runs in the Group C match at Providence Stadium, Guyana, this morning. Following a target of 174 runs, Uganda were bowled out at a meagre score of 39 runs in 12 overs. Only one Uganda batter could reach the double figures of 13 runs, while Akil Hussain scalped 5 wickets for West Indies. In the third match, Oman will take on Scotland in Group B match at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium, North Sound, Antigua. The match is scheduled to start at 10:30 p.m. IST. Last night, Australia beat England by 36 runs at Kensington Oval, Bridgetown, Barbados. In another match, South Africa beat Netherlands by 4 wickets at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium, New York. Shefali Singh, Akashwani News, New Delhi.
This moment is all that I've been dreaming of.
Well, well, focus.
Somewhere I feel it in my soul.
In my soul.
One chance is everything we've waited for. It's our time, so let we take it home. And knock it out at this world.
In news from French Open, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will take on Germany's Alexander Zverev in the men's singles final of French Open tennis in Paris today. While the 21-year-old Alcaraz is seeking his third Grand Slam title, it would be the first for the 27-year-old Zverev. Alcaraz has triumphed on the US Open's hard courts in 2022 and Wimbledon's grass courts in 2023, and now he is one victory away from holding a trophy on the red clay at Roland Garros. World number one Iga Świątek of Poland lifted the women's singles title of French Open yesterday. She defeated Italy's Jasmine Paolini 6-2, 6-1. The IMD has issued an orange alert of heavy to very heavy rain for Ratnagiri, Sindhudurg, Satara and Kolhapur districts. It has also issued an orange alert for thunderstorm and lightning for Ahmednagar and Nashik. Several parts of Mumbai and its suburbs received light rainfall this morning. The IMD has issued a yellow alert for Mumbai and various other districts, including Thane, Raigarh and Palghar. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to take on oath as Prime Minister for third consecutive term this evening. New Council of Ministers also to be sworn in. SKM leader Prem Singh Tamang to take over as Chief Minister of Sikkim tomorrow. Swearing in of Odisha Chief Minister to take place on Wednesday. Uttar Pradesh government to bring new law to deal with cases of paper leak in exams. India to take on Pakistan in T20 World Cup cricket in New York this evening. And in tennis, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain to clash with Germany's Alexander Zverev in men's singles final of French Open today. And with that, we end the midday news.